Blog Talk Radio.
Well,
Yes, we are back again. Back again, indeed, and I welcome you to the show. Another episode of Hidden Gospel Reveal. And I'm your host, Edom Yab, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So we are thankful to the Most High, yes, indeed, for the opportunity to be back with you, to be back with you here again, to speak these very precious words, which the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. Most High has told me, yes indeed, He's told me that I have for Him some very important things for Him to do. And He told me because of what I must do, that surely I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, that I would have His protection and His guidance. And for this, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He's told me, that I must tell you things, that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, to destroy. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that the Most High has commanded that there must be a remembrance. Must be a remembrance of all that from the beginning He has spoken, for that which He decreed from the beginning, that plan, that premise, that purpose, creative ideal, that alone is life. Yes, and I'm back again, my brothers and sisters, we are back again for another episode of Hidden Gospel Reveal. And we don't call this show Hidden Gospel without a reason. For so much, my brothers and sisters, is the truth of the Holy Kingdom that the world has chosen to ignore, that men, I say that men, teach whatever it is that gives them power behind their pulpits, upon their thrones. But my brothers and sisters, the truth of the matter, absolute truth of the matter, is it never will be otherwise, that the earth, my brothers and sisters, should ever forget it. Earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell therein. It is because men have forgotten this premise, that men have become prideful. I said men have become prideful after their own opinions, of their own suppositions, and to exalt themselves, have spoken vehemently. I said, spoken to vehemently, seek to prove and exalt their own point. But my brothers and sisters, anciently it was always understood to fall short or to miss the mark, to miss the point, is sin. And my brothers and sisters, Scripture says, the soul that sinneth, it shall surely die. How is it then, my brothers and sisters, that we live in a world that should realize that Yah is one, and if a whole world be deceived, Yah will yet be true? How is it, my brothers and sisters, that men have actually sought to defend the multitude of their opinions against the gift of the one Spirit? It's for this reason, my brothers and sisters, men have so often blinded themselves not to realize this point, that the contentions that exist in the world, the debates, the doubt, all the multitude of arguments that exist in the world, that was not meant to be. Man was not created to argue with his Creator, but to be led by Him, faithfully by Him, that man may be continually steadfast and true after the purpose of his Creator. And refusing to heed wise instruction, man's refusing to heed wise instruction was never the indicator of any soul being wisely discerning beyond the instabilities of misrepresentative evil ways and false teachers. Scriptures say, my brothers and sisters, when Messiah comes, then he must expose. I said he must expose all these differences. How else shall man be free from a deceiver while they yet believe lies? How many of my brothers and sisters are prepared to understand that every undisciplined thought, since man was created to commune with his Creator, to agree with his Creator, how many are prepared to understand that every undisciplined thought is sin? Like I said, my brothers and sisters, I've said it many times, the Holy Spirit guards against misopinion, hasty conclusions. Man was not creating this earth then, my brothers and sisters, to form his many opinions, his many diverse opinions, but that all should be led by his Spirit, true to all that is divine purpose. Scriptures tell us we all, in his name, must all speak the same thing. One mind. No contentions among us. That is not a gift after the flesh, my brothers and sisters. That's a gift from above. Faith comes by hearing a word from above, from Yah. Carnal mind is enmity against this sense of order. In fact, many of my brothers and sisters prefer not to believe that the Most High guides anyone. Everyone seeks to walk after their own ideals. And I can only tell you that the rulers of this world over and over again have sought to destroy those that the Most High would guide and lead. That no one here or reasoning beyond this very much so fatally flattering matrix that never tells the whole truth. But scriptures, the word and the mouth of the Most High have already declared that man will be liberated. And that means, my brothers and sisters, that prophets, a prophet in particular that he spoke of, must be sent to speak and declare what others would not. And men begin to entertain, even begin to remember, what is the way of life and peace. That if men had known the differences in warfare that we see in the world would not exist. Scripture says Messiah would come saying, oh, that you kept, preserved, maintained, defended my commandments, my conscience. So then your peace would have been as a river and your righteousness as the way of the sea. From the beginning, from the creation, he said, there am I to show you the way that you should go. Well, think of it, my brothers and sisters. If man had been true to the ways of him who is one, man today would be one. And seeking comfort, my brothers and sisters, after what we presume to be wise in a divided world, is not sufficient, my brothers and sisters, under reconciliation. Many seek the comfort of others who think like themselves. My brothers and sisters, beyond all these boxes, men are going to have to discern again what it is, what manner of exceeding truth that the whole world ignored, that men might find to see their way to freedom. Think about it. We've talked about this many times. Ancient Rome sought to destroy all those who held to that initial foundation. To such an extent that now across the earth, the entire earth, institutions of man have counted after the constraints of their rulers, illegal to speak about so much truth that's contained in the Bible. In fact, I've had pastors point blank tell me that there's certain scriptures they don't talk about. Really, they haven't thought of a way yet to, let's just say, pervert men's understanding of certain scriptures, so certain things they don't want to talk about. Well, there are many scriptures in the Bible, my brothers and sisters, that their thoughts, the concepts that are contained therein, are reiterated from one end of the book to the other many, 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 many times. So men say that because men have not understood this, that the Most High will renege on his word. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. He says, if the whole world be a liar, Yah will yet be true. His word will not return to him void, but shall accomplish all that for which he has spoken. The ancients of old, my brothers and sisters, in the monotheist world, I'm not talking about the polytheist West. I'm talking about the concept that was in the monotheist East, the ongoing a monotheist revolution. Those people in the East, my brothers and sisters, knew that there will not be peace till all the world knows one king. I said, till all the world knows one king. Zephaniah 3:13 talks about one who comes forth from what has been a belligerent, unwise city, wicked city, the scripture calls it in Zephaniah 3. Isaiah 24 calls the city of confusion. Isaiah 19 calls the city of destruction. Isaiah 15:16, Isaiah 25, relative to Numbers 24, calls it the city of Moab. City of so many vast confusions that men establish what they will. Did you hear me? Men establish what they will, lied that they would, for the express purpose of blinding the mind not to see the pure and perfect truth. The scripture says all of this confusion must come to an end. These prophecies, my brothers and sisters, that I speak to you of now are not in the scriptures just one time, but many times from Genesis to Revelation. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that men have not spoken of it? I'll tell you why. Because the rulers would not have you to know that your rulers can never be your saviors. Did you hear me? The rulers of this earth can never be, in the multitude of their differences, your saviors. The reason why there are many different kingships and priesthoods in this world is because men have not been entirely true to the will of Yah. And that means that the Most High is going to reprove every single one of them and rebuke them for every single waveform and manner that they've denied or perverted or twisted out of context the righteousness of his word. If you knew that, though, I said if you knew that, would you be inclined to trust him? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Think about it. Zephaniah 3:13 says the remnant of Israel will speak no lies, do no iniquity, have none to harm them. They are stable people, my brothers and sisters, will not be destabilized by any man's lies. Ezekiel 34:23. I said Ezekiel 34:23. Think about these words. You need to ask why it is. Why is this idea reiterated? This concept reiterated again and again. Most High says, I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them. Even my servant David, he shall feed them and shall be their shepherd. In appearance to this son of David, this Davidic branch, Messiah said in Revelation 22:16 that he is a root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. It's amazing that the scriptures at Zechariah 3:8-6:12 called the one who is called the branch, also called him sunrise, like the morning star. Who is it that bore those titles? How many consider it? Ezekiel 34:23, I've set up one shepherd over them. He shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them and shall be their shepherd. And I, the Most High, will be their God, my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Most High, have spoken it. And I'll make with them a covenant of peace. I will cause the evil beasts to cease out of the land, whatever is unreasonable, to cease out of the land. And they shall dwell safely in the wilderness. How about this? And sleep safely in the woods. Sounds like a beautiful thing. Let's consider, my brothers and sisters, another place. Ezekiel 37:22. I said Ezekiel 37:22. I'll make them one nation. Let's step back a little bit. 37:21. And I will say to them, oh, it's supposed to be a testimony to all the people, who would be the people of the Most High. And say unto them, thus says the Most High, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whether they be gone. And I will gather them on every side and bring them into their own land. And I make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel. And one king shall be king to them all. And there shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms anymore at all. Neither shall they defile themselves anymore with their idols, or let's just say the misimaginations they learn among the nations, with their detestable things, with any of their transgressions. Yah said he is one. But I will save them out of their dwelling places. In other words, the people scattered across the nations under many kings, he will gather them to a land that he has promised them, those who would believe him. Gather them out of their dwelling places where they have sinned. How about they sought another king? Read Isaiah 57 and understand. He told his people, if you seek another king, you sin. In fact, he told his people, the day you sin, you surely die. The day you sin, seek after another king, you should surely die. Another rule, he said, you should surely die. My brother says, who will know the king for whom men should be seeking, should be waiting, should be looking? In a world where men so often idealize their own kings, lest they recognize their whole nation accursed. He says, and I will cleanse them, and they will be my people, and I will be their Holy One. And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments, observe my statutes to do them. And they shall dwell in the land which I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children and their children's children, forever. And my servant David, even the son of David that is spoken of in Yeremiahu, Jeremiah 23:5, I'll raise up unto David a righteous branch. In his days Israel and Judah shall be saved. Shall be one. So even my servant David, one of the house of David that was promised, shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. There shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary, or a place of safety. Stability, steadfastness, in the midst of them forevermore. Never again will the temple at Jerusalem be overthrown. Let's continue. Spoken to you about this one a little bit already. Jeremiah 23:5. Jeremiah 23:5. What does it read? We need to read it in context of all that was said before and a bit after that verse. Here we go. What does it say concerning the rulers? What will it be unto the pastors? Jeremiah 23:1. Woe be unto the path that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture. Whatever kings, whatever rulers of any kind that scatter the people who should be one. Therefore, thus saith the Holy One of Israel, against the pastors, the rulers that feed my people, you have scattered my flock, driven them away, have not visited them, not sought to heal them. In other words, not sought to make them one again. You let them be scattered, everyone among the wolves. He said, behold, I visit upon you the evil of your doings, says the Most High. It is apparent, according to this word, that the cause of those who will be watchmen, leaders and rulers over the people, must be certain in their so-called leadership. That they lead the people to be one in strength. My brothers and sisters, the minions of devils, care not that the people are divided to be conquered. Do you think an adversary, my brothers and sisters, wants anyone to attain the victory? To attain the truth, to the truth that the world will not tell? To realize, my brothers and sisters, what the world has worked so feverishly to blind the people that they never see? Do you think, my brothers and sisters, that the adversary wants men to be delivered? To be led by Yah? Or does he want everyone to feel that they should be perfectly comfortable in the multitude of their opinions, being led of themselves rather than the spirit of Yah? He says, for those, however, who recognize what it means when Scripture says, the spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek, to lead my people beyond the prison houses. He said that's the gift of the office to the meek, to the humble. Not to the prideful, but to the humble. He said, I would gather the remnant of my flock, the flock who recognize one shepherd, out of all the countries whither I have driven them, and I will bring them again to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and shall increase. And I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them. All but these shepherds, my brothers and sisters, are all subject to one. And they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking. Behold, the days come, said the Most High, I raise up unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper and execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days, Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is the name by which she shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days come, said the Most High, they shall no more say, the Lord liveth, who brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. I'm not saying that won't be something that won't be recognized as something that was monumental, developmentally, toward bringing Israel to become the people they must be, that speaks no lies. But men will remember foremost that the Lord liveth one greater than Moshe, who brought up, and he's still there present in the midst of the people, who brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country, and from all the countries wherever they had been driven, or let's just say drove them because they refused to walk rightly upon the land. And they shall dwell in their own land, all my brothers and sisters. How shall all Israel become one people, beyond all their contentions, beyond all the multitude of misopinions, unto one peace, lest Israel have one shepherd? Hosea, to the prophet Hosea 3:5. Notice, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures keep talking about salvation, not by Israel remaining amidst the heathen, but brought out from among the heathen. And finally, even the book of Micah, to establish a nation that shall rebuke all nations, to establish one everlasting kingdom, that shall break in pieces all other kingdoms, that kingdom be the one that endures forever. Hosea 3:5, after which shall the children of Israel return. Talking about after having been scattered among the nations. You're going to test and see what is the humility on the hearts of the people. Because after being scattered among the nations, everyone wanted to be pride in his own ways. can be attested for sure to see who it is that will be true to Yah. Especially after so long men have been prideful and boastful after the conclusion of their own hearts. After we saw the children of Israel, the true children of Israel who know that they must receive a blessing from the Most High, cannot see as the Most High opened their eyes, cannot discern what is righteousness, the Most High reveals it, cannot remember, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High gives the power. So afterward, the children of Israel return to seek the Lord their Yah, the Elohim. And David, the same son of David, their king, and shall fear the Most High and his goodness in the latter days. Well, let us continue. There's so many times this is said. Isaiah 44th chapter. Wow. I go to Isaiah 44th chapter. I'd go into 44th through 45 through 46 in particular. Really, my brothers and sisters? To the fullness of all the way out to the 60th chapter of Isaiah, all said the same. Reminiscent of things already said in Isaiah 40 through 41. It says the Most High must send one who will prove foolish the wisdom of the wise, that he may establish at Jerusalem a strong foundation, one shepherd, brothers and sisters, that will reign in truth. Scripture says he will perform all that is divine pleasure. That all may know from the rising sun to the west that there is none else but Yah. In other words, my brothers and sisters, he should declare a standard that should decide who should be blessed, who should be cursed, who should live, who should die. He will declare, my brothers and sisters, the standard the Most High declared from the beginning. He is one the scriptures speak of, as the Most High said that he shall teach. Coming forth saying, morning by morning, has the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, and I have not turned back the rebellious way? One whom my brothers and sisters will say, Well, the scriptures say concerning him, whoever is among you who has no light, let him seek the one who is called by the name of the Most High, and be saved by his Yah. One whom the scriptures speak of, it says he will come forth one day according to Isaiah 49. The other scripture I just spoke to you about was Isaiah 50, 10 through 11. So you come forth one day saying, listen to me, O isles, hearken to me, O you nations. Most High has called me from afar, from the womb, from the body of my mother, he made mention of my name. Scripture said he would come forth saying, the Most High has made his mouth like a sharp sword, a discerner, one to reveal his glory, one to bring Israel back to him, one to show what indeed is the salvation of Yah to the ends of the earth. One who will come forth saying, morning by morning, the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, I will not turn back the rebellious way. I shall know how to declare a word to those who are spiritually wearied. Scripture says he will come forth even saying, my brothers and sisters, like I said, his scriptures admonish mankind, whoever among you has not light, does not discern what is the fullness of the law and the prophets, as initially decreed from the mind of the Creator. The Scripture says he's going to bring forth the restoration of all things according to all spoken by the prophets since the world began. We will not hearken to him after that cumulative testimony be cut off from among the people. The Scripture said he would come forth saying, I'm looking now at Isaiah, 50th chapter. I said the 50th chapter, and here we are, 50th chapter, 10th verse. Let me read this verse. I just spoke to you again. So who is among you that reveres the Most High, that would obey the voice of his servant, that walks in darkness and has no light? Remember he said, if they don't speak according to his word, they have no light. They have no life. Let him trust in the name of the Most High and stay, or let's just say, trust in his Elohim. Remember, Scripture says Messiah will come forth saying, morning by morning, the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching. I will not turn back the rebellious way. He is called and taught by the Most High to defend the holy name. Isaiah 45 says the Most High has surnamed him. Isaiah 41 says he is one called by the name of the Most High. Isaiah 49 says the Most High is calling from the womb, from the body of my mother. He says he made mention of his name. Ultimately, my brothers and sisters, that men revere none else but Yah. That means he is Indeed, my brothers and sisters, it's called, called and of the family of the Most High Yah. He is the son of Yah. Hmm. 50:11, behold all ye that kindle the fire. In other words, who seek to establish your own imaginings and call it a light. That surround yourself with kindling sparks. What you call wisdom. You walk in the light of what you call fire, wisdom. And the sparks that you have kindled, said, this you have in my hand, you shall lie down in sorrow. So he says, and hearken to me. He wants to save his people. He wants to make them one. And the only way he can save them is he has to deliver them from all those who would lie to them and would disperse them after the misimaginings of their flesh. He says, hearken to me, and you shall, that ye that follow after righteousness, that will seek the whole will of Yah. And we talked about the idea that true children of Abraham seek his perfect will. And wherever it is, my brothers and sisters, men are cajoled, deceived, not to seek the perfect will of Yah. They are servants of another. Messiah said, your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders, who deny in some way the law of the prophets, or you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Meaning that your leaders, my brothers and sisters, who seek to comfort you in ignorance, lack of knowledge, are the varied compromises and confusion of this world, cannot be your saviors, never were your saviors. Do I need to repeat that? Your leaders, teaching you after many contentious ways, could never be any man's savior. So we need to ask the question why these scriptures exist as they do. He says, hearken to me, that ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Most High, look into the rock from whence you are hewn, the hole of the pit from whence you are digged. Remember your true Father. Look at the one that the Most High called unto himself, Father unto faith. Look unto Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, who conceived you, bore you. And for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. Most High will comfort, give peace to his people in Zion, to his flock. He will comfort, give peace to all her waste places. And he will make a wilderness like Eden. And her desert like the garden of the Most High. Joy and gladness should be found therein. Thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Sounds like, my brothers and sisters, we're talking about a people who can concertedly walk and sing together. Hearken unto me, he says, my people. Give ear unto me, O my nation. For a law, one rule unto all nations shall proceed from me. And I'll make my judgment to rest to be a light for the people. Beyond all the darkness of unrighteousness and injustice of which they have fallen. My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth. My arm shall judge the peoples. The isle shall wait upon me, and upon my arm shall they trust. So lift up your eyes to the heavens and look, and of course see beyond what is common after ordinary example. The things that men have created, refusing to consider what is the eventuality of all things in this earth. For the Most High will reconcile this world fully according to his purpose. Say, look upon the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, those who rule over you shall vanish away like smoke, the puff of nothingness that they are. Wax old like a garment. And they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation, my righteousness shall be forever. My righteousness shall not be abolished. So he says, hearken to me, you that know, or seek after righteousness. Know to seek after all that the Most High declared. People in whose heart is my law, fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be afraid of their revilings. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment. The worm shall eat them like the wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. My brothers and sisters, all these prophecies continue to relate the same theme. Should we not see it? Isaiah 11, Think of one. Root out of the stem of Jesse. David's father. And after the Spirit shall reprove all unrighteousness. How about all false rule, my brothers and sisters? And the scripture says, unto him shall all the nations seek, and there shall be peace on earth. None shall hurt it all and destroy it, all his holy mountain. All the mountains of the earth, all the kings of the earth. Peace. Is that not what we aspire to? Or do we aspire by a multitude of opinions, not based upon the truth? Which? It says, unto him shall all the nations seek. One king, his rest and peace shall be glorious. Do we forget the promise, my brothers and sisters? You ever stop and consider that one day the king, my brothers and sisters, will not come forth whereby men in their various nations elect themselves one? Yah has already long before, my brothers and sisters, any of these nations came to be, elected a king. And all nations shall seek him. And it won't be a matter of all the nations, my brothers and sisters, going to polls and electing that king. This is a king, my brothers and sisters, that caused the whole world to conform to the will of its creator. And blessed are they then, my brothers and sisters, who seek after him. For he told mankind, the day that you sin, the day that you seek after another rule, another king, you should surely die. Again, I ask, who is it that knows, my brothers and sisters, to await the king for whom you should be waiting, should be seeking? Isaiah 40 through 41 says he's going to reprove all the kings of the earth. Malachi 3 says he's going to reprove all the priests. He comes because the whole world is falling short of what the Most High calls an acceptable offering. Shall any man be that one's judge? Or is he not called, my brothers and sisters, with the power of the Most High, and the strength of the Most High, and the wisdom of all the Most High, to judge all men, even to decide who it is that has believed Yah, to obey Yah, and who is not, who serves Yah, and who has served him not? Let me tell you something. We live in a strange world. Their rulers oftentimes know, politicians know, pastors know, that people will pay folks to tell them that they know the Most High, even when they don't. Like on last night, I spoke about what is one of the most dominant pastors in the world. And he knew full well what he said. I mean, I was listening to him. He had an interview with a late night TV host. And I was listening to him very closely. And it was very obvious to me that he knew that he could command as many people as he wanted to, as long as he let them all feel that they knew the Most High. Just the highest speaker, my brothers and sisters. Never talked about any real exactitude. Lest many choose to go elsewhere. I happen to know that he has not just men who call themselves believers in the Bible, but men who are of all kind of various other religions as well. Orthodox Jewry, or if you will, rabbinical Judaism, all forms of so-called, what men call Christianity. Hey, some even keeping or seeing and knowing to keep the feast, the Most High, and others not. But I'm going to tell you, my brothers and sisters, men call the time the Most High declared scripturally, they've called them holy days. And I'm going to tell you, if all do not speak in that time, wherever they are in the world according to the truth, Most High does not see man is keeping his days holy. So understand, my brothers and sisters, the world must come to recognize one king and one priest. Hey, Zechariah 3:8. 6:12 talks about one who will sit upon the throne. King and priest and the council of peace should be from between both offices. If he reproves all the kings, Isaiah 41, he reproves all the priests, Malachi 3. It means, my brothers and sisters, and the power of Yah, he is exalted above them all. The Most High says he will give. I said the Most High himself said that he will give this one the kings of the earth. So man or brothers and sisters whose concepts of the king is formulated by worldly kings, shall they comprehend and be prepared to hear the word of the king? Why don't they tell you, my brothers and sisters, that this is one who will reprove them all, that they might find to be peace? Hey, what about Yohanan? John 10:16. Messiah himself, he did not turn aside from this prophecy. In fact, I could show you a few places where he actually reiterated. 10:16 says, I have other sheep which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, my message. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. How many of us have really given serious consideration to the fact that the scripture says that Abraham's seed would be a blessing to all nations? It means all nations will have one understanding and one teaching. Isaiah 56 talks about even to the son of the stranger, the Gentiles will take hold of his Shabbat, seek his perfect will, to do all the things that please him. He says to give them also a name as great as sons and daughters, and his house should be a house of prayer for all people. Scripture says all should be under one shepherd. And he says, therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again, and no man take it from me, but I lay down of myself, and I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment, even the authority which I received from my Father. My brothers and sisters, all these things concerning Messiah were prophesied long, long before his appearing 2,000 years ago. But who, my brothers and sisters, has been willing to realize what Messiah declared, reminiscent in remembrance of what he declared from the beginning, as an eternal command and statute that must be believed by all. All these scriptures, again and again, speaking of his people, even all the nations reconciled under one shepherd. Have men forgotten, my brothers and sisters, or not considered that this simply means that a multitude of different rulers declaring different ideologies according to different conscience cannot be your saviors? How is it that a people who divide your conscience, causing you not to seek the fullness of what the Most High declared, causing you to believe many perversions against the right understanding of the scriptures? Do you think, my brothers and sisters, such as these could deliver you from deception, from the obstacles that obscure and blind the vision of man, causing men to be pridefully vehement in their ideas, forgetting, my brothers and sisters, that all who will not humble themselves before the word of the One will be counted foolish and not wise, nor saved, nor having life at all? Like I said, he said, the day you sin, the day you seek another king or another rule, another gospel. If you want to look at Galatians, it says you should be accursed. You should die. He didn't say there was more than one Savior. He said, if your righteousness comes by means of what this world calls lawful, after a multitude of differences. My brothers and sisters, if man cease to call himself delivered, whole, righteous, true unto the Most High, after a multitude of worldly differences, the men have defied the very first command of all, that Yah is one, and so his people must be the same. Well, my brothers and sisters, can the people be one when they have come to love so many misrepresentations? It means exactly what is said. The Messiah must prove foolish all that men have called wise, so that all may come to know his wisdom. Dare men say they already know after every so-called denomination all that the Savior will restore to mind, that all the people under one consummate pure standard be conformed as one? Do they already know what is necessary? It all conform? Does everybody see beyond the illusions of false righteousness or hasty conclusions that men have drawn to discern fully what the Most High will declare? They need not listen anymore? I see a lot of scripture, my brothers and sisters, in the Bible, like the Most High told me. Said, till I see everything that he has declared, keep looking, which means keep looking for everything he declared to make sure that nothing is missing in your expectation. But so much prophecy, my brothers and sisters, said in advance that most knew, will find in the latter days they knew nothing of these promises. Isaiah 41:21-42:4 in particular talks about it. And it says, when it finally says the people realize that none of their leaders told them anything, when it says, behold my servant, it means, hey, for a lot of people, his word and the sanctity of it should be a total shock. Complete surprise. Well, did you pay your leaders? Many of you out there among the churches, did you pay your leaders to assure that you never know the truth, that you be comforted in illusions? Well, I'm sure there's some people among you who have. Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, what else is it that men do? When you show them so much scripture that they're not taught in their churches, they still want to run to somebody who tells them that they are wise in their ignorance. Some folks actually will pay men who deceive them, lest they discern or have to discern they are deceived. They'll pay men to champion lies. But my brothers and sisters, who do such men as this serve? Or that's something you have to think about. My brothers and sisters, many are the deviant, insufficient, therefore deceptive ways that seem right unto men. Hey, who trust in default, worldly predispositions. But the end thereof, the eventuality of such pride and worldly miscommunication, being many forms of separation, sin unto device of damnations, and departure from Yah as he is, are no man's hope. Can be no man's hope nor expectation unto peace and life. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who understand the scriptures in Ephesians when it says, Most High will send one who teach what is not after the workmanship or designs of men. That would be his workmanship and even our peace. Not after the conversation of the world or what seems wise to this world, my brothers and sisters, according to what Yah has decreed. As Yah is one, so the people of Yah must have one king. As I said before, a multitude of diverse rulers who divide the people cannot be your saviors, cannot be your healers. In fact, they cannot be ministers. Most I told me when I first began to wake up, he said, no more ministers in the earth. Oh, that sounds like a shocking one, doesn't it? We read Isaiah 59. He told me, all right, outright, no more ministers in the earth. No one is seeking the fullness of his will to the dimension that would truly be a healer. And even those who think they do are missing the point. Where if a minister is also a healer. And there's no healing, oneness unto the Most High after any fallen standard after which men seek to compromise. I can't tell you how many pastors I've talked to who say, well, hey, people are not ready for the whole truth, so they'll do what they think unto themselves is sufficient. That people call good are enough. And they are actually leading the people to believe, and they cajole themselves to believe that they're actually doing good. My brothers and sisters, if at the end of the day all that you do falls short of bringing forth a soul redeemed past the lie into the will of the one, then all you've done, my brothers and sisters, is preserved an infection. Listen to what I'm saying. Say a man has 10 diseases. You heal 9 of them, but the most deadliest one of all, he still has Ebola. And he's favored among the people. Dwells without caution among the people. How many of my brothers and sisters does he slaughter? How many of my brothers and sisters are still left subject to that which is still yet deadly? I asked a question the other day. If you're walking with somebody and they see a black with a spider crawl down your neck, and they see it and they slap it away. They see a scorpion crawl up your left shoe. about to crawl up your pants leg and they knock it away and crush it. Might have caught you by surprise. But there's a rattlesnake crawling up your right leg. He says nothing of it. Nothing of it. Is that still yet your friend? My brother says, a faithful minister of Yah, scripture says, we seek to teach you all things. There are so many, my brothers and sisters, who have allowed so much diseased forms of thinking to remain in the earth unchallenged. And so many of my brothers and sisters come to consider this disease, dis-ease, unrest, to be a normal thing. Many have looked around and saw so many denominations, 45,000 of them in the world, 280 nations, many claiming to be believers, and got to the point they actually believe that that's normal. That's the way it's supposed to be. That the Most High allows for all these multitude of different rulerships and is pleased with them. Brothers and sisters, how can the Most High be pleased with those who misrepresent him and mislead the people? So that if he were to appear, they wouldn't recognize him at all, because they're expecting one to applaud a standard that's after the making of men and not fully after the wisdom of Yah. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. The Most High did not send his Son into the world that men prefer unrighteousness, darkness, rather than pure, perfect light and truth. He sent his Son that men might know again the truth and may have an opportunity to have eternal life. Even eternal life, my brothers and sisters, true to what consciousness is eternal. Read Yohanan, John 3:14-21. If he didn't give his life, then men prefer darkness more than light, lest they be damned. But he said, here's the condemnation or the damnation of this world, that men have loved darkness more than light, and realize the divisions that are in it, and the multitude of different rulerships that are in it, men believing men rather than him. I don't care what they call it. My brothers and sisters, it was not, is not life until the conflict that exists among us is no more. But that hasn't been what people wanted to believe. My brothers and sisters, unless you want to believe the truth, you still prove yourself foolish. The truth is what it is. Simply stated, upholding many kings, or men upholding many kings, according to personal preferences and predispositions, according to many forms of so-called controlling bodies of knowledge, pretentious controlling bodies of knowledge, hegemonies, some say, the actually self-righteous lack of knowledge cannot make our people one. You ever stop to consider again, my brothers and sisters, why he told us in advance we should look forward to the appearing of one king? And he did not say that the rulers of this earth prepared you for him, nor did it say, my brothers and sisters, that the rulers of this earth would be willing to submit to him immediately till they discern, my brothers and sisters, that lest a world conform, whole nations shall be destroyed. Whole nation, my brothers and sisters, shall have received none of the blessing of the Most High. Isaiah 60:12, Jeremiah 30:10-11. Both of them say the same thing, that the nation that will not serve according to the light when it is revealed, that nation will perish, for the Most High has promised peace. And the peace will not come unless the adversaries are no more, and all the false doctrines and idols, men, are no more. He says, he's going to make a full end of all the nations that have scattered or kept scattered his people. That he may correct his people justly. I mean, how about unto all righteousness? It's the same word. Did the rulers tell you this? That they will, before Messiah, be counted as the adversarial reason why most were not recognized? The king. And if they, scripture says, when he appears, they would not recognize him. See, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith in the earth? Read Zephaniah 3 as well. My brothers and sisters, if they would not recognize him when he comes, doesn't mean they ever recognized him at all. You've been taught a compromise, my brothers and sisters. The men of the East All knew that when Messiah comes, there will be no mercy upon those who receiving the truth would not hear it. They also knew, my brothers and sisters, everyone would not be prepared to understand wisdom in his time, unless they had been utmost diligent for the knowledge of the truth. For this reason, the people of the East ran swiftly to the sanctity and the salvation, the sanctuary of the church, where they could find the wisdom that the rulers would never have told them. Whether they could walk in and see a light brighter than the confusion, the darkness, the debate, the doubt, the complacency, the apathy of those who can be satisfied in something other than an absolute. Because they knew when the Savior comes, my brothers and sisters, they need to be prepared to be able to comprehend his word. And they knew that they could not do this after the will of man. They were already told that if a man sinned willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, how about if a world sinned willfully or turned toward lies after receiving the knowledge of the truth? Scripture says the man who does this, there's no sacrifice, that can be offered for their sin, but ready for the fire of the nation and consume their adversaries. I'm talking about Hebrews 10:26-31. If any man of the world turn back, shall the Most High have any delight in it? The salt loses its savor and no longer preserves what is good. And everything that was good is corrupted. Of what good is it? Until it's all trodden down, and the Most High establishes again a firm foundation that the truth might be established upon it. Oh, they don't want to tell you what this means, brothers and sisters, because lest the Most High open the eyes and restore us the truth, compels the mind to comprehend what should be exalted, what should be believed and not ignored. Man's eyes are blind. He said, the Son of Man has not come by ordinary observation. Kingdom and the king and the prince was right there in the midst. That's what the words actually meant. Did they see him? He said, just like it was in the days of Lot and Noah. Lot who warned the city before its destruction. Noah who warned the world. So shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. Did they explain those scriptures to you truthfully as they should have? Like you find them around what, Luke, around 17:22-26, all the way going out to about 18:8. When the Son of Man returns, will he find faith in the earth? Will anyone believe? They tell you, my brothers and sisters, how rare faith in Yah and Yah alone truly is in this world. Yah says his name, and he is the great I am that I am not as he is not. He is not destabilized, nor does his nature change according to what men just simply imagine. Who then, my brothers and sisters, is prepared to discern him whom a world, the scripture says, when he appears, has not had conscience of? Who, my brothers and sisters, but those who have been diligent, knowing to look beyond what the rulers have declared, that they might discern, my brothers and sisters, the signs of these times. Why didn't they tell you about what I call the secret city prophecies that are all throughout the Bible? Why didn't they tell you about the one that proves foolish all the rulers, that men no longer subject to fools might become wise? Is it because, my brothers and sisters, that all those prophecies say that they who divide you are not your saviors, but those who have damned you, divided you, misled you? He said, the gospel be hid is hid to them that are lost. Well, guess what? Everybody who teaches his own standard after his own so-called church covenant to uphold his own pulpit and to uphold his own throne, all of them, my brothers and sisters, teaching short-sightedness and compromise, have dissuaded you not to see the gospel of the king and his kingdom. He said, the gospel be hid, many are lost, and many misled. Well, guess what, my brothers and sisters? Did you hear what I said earlier? There are certain very pivotal truths that ancient Rome sought to blight from the minds of all. And to this day, my brothers and sisters, many of those truths are spoken about, if at all, very, very rarely, and even by those who suspect, are hardly understood to the dimension of conviction that they were understood after, say, some 2,000 years ago. But my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that the Most High will be true to all that he has spoken. And the one who will decide who has had righteous conviction, who has not, is one who will be true to all the Most High has spoken by his holy prophets since the world began. How can there be so much prophecy that the world continues to ignore, expecting to be prepared for the coming of the Son of Man? Doesn't even make any sense. But, my brothers and sisters, there are some of us among us who have an intense curiosity and whose reasoning, thanks to the Most High, is not after what is ordinary to men. If they know the Most High is true, they seek to see all things said indeed in order, and they cannot be satisfied, nor can they be complacent in a world where in which men being dissuaded to lie some of the ways against the nature of who is the Creator. They cannot be satisfied with this, my brothers and sisters. And they're oftentimes even willing to sacrifice themselves that others have an opportunity to hear the truth. For the Most High, my brothers and sisters, said he would send a shepherd. But though he gave his life that men might hear the truth, Scripture said in the latter days the Most High would cause him to subdue even nations and be able to travel across, well, let's say his word would travel across those nations, conquering many nations safely, even subduing nations that he had never traveled upon foot. The Most High, my brothers and sisters, shall preserve him to speak a word. Speak a word, my brothers and sisters, that otherwise people would never have heard. And finally, they have a king and a ruler whose steadfastness and unwavering sense of justice can be a blessing to all the world. And the Most High said that when he comes, he will give the kings of the earth to him. How many have understood what that means? It means whatever is necessary, my brothers and sisters, that the nations be humbled to recognize the word of one. Whatever is necessary, my brothers and sisters, that the world be humbled to recognize that hearkening to his word is the only hope of salvation. Whatever is necessary to bring that to bear, Yah will do. But have men really looked forward to one the Most High said he would teach for the express purpose that he shall man? Even though he be a chosen. Have men look forward to the coming of a man whom the Most High has chosen that will decide whether or not men have been diligent in the Most High or not? Who will decide whether men have been, or let's just say have shown a really great love of the truth or not? Oh, I can see somebody saying right now, who is going to judge me and how much I love the Lord? Who's going to judge me about how much I understand in him? Well, whether you understand it or not, but brothers and sisters, the prophecies have all said that's exactly what's going to happen. Because many of my brothers and sisters say that they are led by the Spirit to believe what they do. But the Most High says he's called one, he's called by name. He says he made his mouth like a sharp two-edged sword. The Scripture says the word of Yah is living and sharper than a two-edged sword. The word of Yah being all that it is, able to shake all things till only that which cannot be shaken remains. It means he's going to declare the truth according to all that the Most High has spoken. And whoever, my brothers and sisters, is unwilling to conform to the fullness of that word shall be found far less than worthy. Scripture says he will declare according to all spoken by the Holy One of Israel through the mouth of his prophets since world began, meaning that all the words of the prophets wasn't arguing with each other. Why then are so many of his people who claim to be his people so argumentative in their differences? Hey, think about Second Peter. He didn't say that the scriptures came in private interpretation. It didn't say the prophet spoke after private interpretation according to their differences of opinion. They were inspired by the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters. Yes, my brothers and sisters, that those who seek after that same spirit might be one. Hey, the scriptures say that even until the morning star become a reality, the reality in your hearts, your understanding. Doesn't it sound like, again, my brothers and sisters, the one that's called the morning star who comes suddenly, which is why the scripture says, behold, my servant, one who brings forth justice, the world hadn't for a long time seen. It means, my brothers and sisters, that he will speak according to what the Holy Spirit gave to all the prophets. In fact, the scripture said in 1 Kings 1:10-11, the same author said all the prophets spoke by the Spirit of the courtier, the righteous one that was in them. Many, my brothers and sisters, that for all men have read in accordance to the scriptures, getting their own interpretations. If they don't agree after the mind of him who gave the inspiration to the prophets to comprehend these things fully as one. The scripture says in one place they had no light in them. Another scripture says they'd be cut off from among the people. Oh, I wish I had time to really tell you about what that's about, likened to the Day of Atonement. But on the Day of Atonement, if all the people hadn't worked together to humble themselves, seeking the pure will of Yah for the good of one another, that might be preserved the knowledge of Yah in the land. All brothers and sisters, the Most High did not accept the offering of the people. They had 24 hours during the Day of Atonement to petition the Most High that they all be one. If his Shekinah glory did not come down and show that he was pleased, the Most High was pleased with their efforts to be true to his name. Lashana Tova. Could be something else different, my brothers and sisters. Not a good year, but a bad one. Well, my brothers and sisters, like I said, today was Shabbat. How many petitioned that all, wherever they are, they call upon the holy name, should all speak together with one voice? That all who seek him with a legitimate heart might speak together, commune together as one. Hey, he didn't say that this generation and its differences were the standard. He said he would restore the hearts of the fathers to the children, the heart of the children to the fathers, before can come the great day of peace. Great day of peace, my brothers and sisters, that is called the day of the Most High. And that means, my brothers and sisters, that the hearts of men are going to have to be humbled. If they didn't prepare you for that day, even having to come to admit. Now think about this, what a lot of pastors are going to have to admit if they didn't do what they should have done. Tell the people, someone like Paul, Shaul said, I know nothing of which I'm guilty, but I might not be right in this. Wow. Well, think about it. A lot of people believe in the doctrines of their pastors and the ministers. The king, the rulers. Messiah comes that if any of these have preached anything out of line, they're going to have to admit that their leaders were fools before they can ever be counted worthy unto forgiveness and atonement. There is no forgiveness, my brothers and sisters, for those who maintain a lie. There is no forgiveness, my brothers and sisters, for those who refuse to receive the greater truth when it appears in its time. If they didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters, that you should seek beyond those who refuse to tell you such things as this. If they didn't prepare you for what is to come, my brothers and sisters, did they free you or did they enslave you? Did they compel you to seek the greater things or did they compel you to seek to be comforted after fatal flatteries, compromise, foolish, deceptive convictions? And I say foolish because they seem to be sufficient, seem to be wise. And anyone, my brothers and sisters, is going to leave you in such a condition. Do you really think, my brothers and sisters, they are the servants of Yah? Or have they simply just delighted in the ideas about being counted, trusted by the people to preside over a congregation, to just simply give the people what they want? rather than what Yah knows and desires that they know they need. The one king, my brothers and sisters, the Savior, is he who should be found by the power of Yah and diligence in hearkening to the Most High to have awakened beyond all flesh. I said to awaken beyond all flesh to overcome all the short-sightedness, all the perversions, all the pollutions of this world. Even he will be found true to the righteousness and right understanding of all that is revealed of Yah, and the remembrance of all that Yah has revealed unto his people through the mouth of his holy prophet since the world began. One consistency, my brothers and sisters, unto eternal life. This righteous one shall, by the announcement of his righteousness to the world, even when the world has forgotten for a long time, this righteousness, my brothers and sisters, shall expect the same of all. That all seek the same righteousness. That all be true to the holy name. What scripture says in Isaiah 48, men have sworn by the name of the Most High, but not in truth, nor in righteousness. The Most High will not give his glory to another. He did not say he would glorify as viable another king or another conscience as righteousness. And your rulers standing against your knowing to obey, standing against your seeking, against your declaration of righteousness, causing you to be afraid to declare the truth. And the scripture says there was none who decreed. Then, my brothers and sisters, they're not only just schemers against Yah, but also schemers against the hope of your salvation. There's no salvation, my brothers and sisters, where there is no understanding. So why do the nations rage and the people imagine vain things? Because they take counsel against the Most High and against his anointed. That means your rulers, my brothers and sisters, the kings of the earth, have not only schemed against the knowledge of Yah, but I repeat, against the hope of your salvation, the hope of peace. It says, blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who wait for him. Blessed are they who recognize what it means. The scripture says to the rulers, kiss the Son lest he be angry, and you perish from his wrath while it's kindled, his wrath is kindled just a little. Blessed are they who understand why the scripture says the rulers will declare one day, hide us from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne, for the day of his wrath has come. Who should be able to stand? Who should be able to understand? Who should believe his report? When he comes to declare men that they must declare to men they must consider what they had not considered. But those, my brothers and sisters, who by faith know to seek beyond all the rulers, know to seek beyond all the provocations, short-sightedness of man. Did you hear me? Who know, my brothers and sisters, who know that the rulers are not your saviors. Hey, Jacob, called it James, third chapter, said there may be many teachers among you as under much condemnation. One teaching, my brothers and sisters, one truth, one righteousness is the only salvation, the only conscience, my brothers and sisters, the only peace the Most High declared. He said he would not give his name to another. And my brothers and sisters, only that which the Most High has sealed with his name that should be able to stand when his wrath goes forth upon this earth against all those who would not believe. But if they didn't tell you this, that you might seek the exceeding truth, knowing full well that the rulers will be condemned for having made slaves of men rather than setting them free. If the leaders didn't tell you this and you didn't know to seek this, my brothers and sisters, yes, the scripture says his sudden appearance should be like a thief in the night, catching men off guard, my brothers and sisters, but he comes to take this time what belongs to him and always did. I tell you about a dream vision I had many years ago. And I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that that young Hebrew woman that I saw, and told her son that one day he'd learn how to read and write. He'll discern the words of Yah as only a native can, in a manner that he has brought to this country as a slave, the slaver could never. Oh, I remember well what she said to her son. one day when he recovers all this wisdom, he should reclaim everything that was taken from him, everything that was taken from our people. And it's time to seek beyond this filthy system which can never tell us the whole truth. And drink again from the breast of the mother who loved you. Many of you who listen to my show on a regular basis, you know what I'm talking about when I talk about that vision. Think about Isaiah 66. It says Messiah, when he comes, is going to basically reprove all church and state, because all the doctrines of this world have become filthy, stinking to high heaven. Most High says he's going to reprove it all. And those who recognize the sign of that reproof, even the destruction of that city that Messiah must reprove to reprove a whole world. He said it would be like nation when Israel was born, reborn as a nation as if it were in one day. Those same scriptures, my brothers and sisters. I remember when Most High told me that vision, I was unaware of this prophecy in Isaiah 66. I am not surprised that so many are unaware of it to this very day. Many only look at the scriptures for what it is that gets them approval from men. The true Jew is one who does not seek approval or the praise of men, but from Yah. And Most High has told his people, rejoice with Jerusalem. Isaiah 66 and 10. The city of peace, the one that is peace and declares peace. And be glad with her, all ye that love her. Rejoice for joy with her, all ye that mourn for her. All that look forward to the day when Israel, Jerusalem, is established upon a firm foundation. Even as the salvation of men and the endurance of the soul forever. So that you may suck and be satisfied with the breast of her consolations. That you may milk out and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. For thus says the Most High, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river. And the glory of the nations shall be like a flowing stream. In other words, tribute from all the nations for the opportunity offered in truth. It should be like a flowing stream. Then shall ye suck and shall be borne upon her side and dandled upon her knees as one whom his mother comforted. So will I comfort you. And you should be comforted. You should be at peace in Jerusalem. And when you see this, your heart shall rejoice and your bones shall flourish like an herb. And the hand of the Most High shall be known toward his servants and his indignation toward his enemies. Behold, the Most High will come with a fire and with his chariots like a whirlwind to render his anger with fury and to rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire, how about by strong reproof, righteous reproof, and by his sword, by the sword of a very precise, defining word, complete and pure word, will the Most High plead with all flesh. In other words, get my point, many are proud of what they think they know. The Most High told me the greatest wisdom what people don't know. So the Most High, according to the fullness of his wisdom, plead with all flesh to find who is reasonable, who is not. But it says the slain of the Most High should be many. All my brothers and sisters, isn't it time I've heard a lot of people sit back and say, oh, you tell them about certain things they need to change. And as even some folks say, well, hey, I just got to face the punishment before because they don't know how to change and don't want to. My brothers and sisters, love can bring about a change. Love your neighbor, love Yah enough to seek to see that all discern what is discipline. See, scripture says point blank that a reprobate mind, undisciplined mind, my brother says, has no covenant with Yah. Messiah said the spirit of truth of the world to those who don't want absolution. See, the spirit of truth they will not receive. His testimony they will not receive. And man does not receive the testimony that endures forever. How does he expect to live? My brothers and sisters, Most High said he's going to send one whose word, whose testimony, whose sovereignty, hey, all power, all authority from on high being given unto him, go forth and teach that same will to all the nations beyond all the kings. Will be the peace of this world. Who, my brothers and sisters, discerns the need to discern the exceeding wisdom of Yah, that wrath you attain, that they might have life. It's a website of mine, my brothers and sisters, that relates a lot of these truths. I left even also an email address to get in contact with me. Oh, you find all that right up there on the in the chat screen. A lot of things, my brothers and sisters, I say that you truly, I plead that you will, that the Most High will compel you to, while there's time, to examine the truth that are on that website, particularly such articles as Secret City Prophecies, Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. Remember the promise? Tribulation 7365 AD is core information, Bacchus connection. All for this time of year, for a lot of folks who don't know it, there's an article there called Excellent Economics. You need it all, my brothers and sisters. Man needs to be both purged and enlightened. Purged of the misconceits that seem to be wise in this world, purged of all fallen standards and allegiance to such. And enlightened, my brothers and sisters, to the truth that for a long time, rulers called politically incorrect to even speak of. But the scripture says Messiah comes because the Most High has seen no intercessor. And he told me point blank, no more ministers in the earth. None who's bringing forth the fullness of a healing. And man was told to expect one who would. If they don't tell you this, my brothers and sisters, they only work to scatter and destroy our people. Could never be your saviors. None who salve. None who heal. None who seeks to make you whole. And my brothers and sisters, the Most High will call to his glory only that which is confirmed true to all his will. So, I simply say, my brothers and sisters, with these words imparting, I personally will continue to petition the Most High for all that he has spoken. And I thank the Most High for making me aware of so many things that he has promised that most have not even considered. I offer that wisdom to you. And I would ask that in examining this such information, you put it in your heart. As you support this ministry, let these words be known. For the light that will not shine, my brothers and sisters, is not light at all. So I can only thank the Most High for every year that he does bring here. Let your people, all the people you care about, know about these things. You don't have a lot of time, my brothers and sisters, to rediscover all that needs to be discovered. I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near to understand. To his might, honor, and praise always, I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near. Yes, my brothers and sisters, to his sovereignty, his glory, his eternality, his wisdom, his majesty, his honor. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening. Let the word of Yah be told.
You got the word to change a nation, but you're fighting it.